I first became involved with Iditarod after moving to Alaska about 5 years ago. Figured I was retired, wanted to volunteer for something Alaskan, and we had been following Iditarod from California for a few years, so there's nothing more Alaskan to volunteer for than Iditarod. I've been doing it. This is my fourth Iditarod. One of the more cooler things I've gotten to do was last year during the 55 below season at Ophir. I got to go out there and unfreeze propane and kind of get the camp rolling again and back in shape. I am here today and involved with Iditarod because it's kind of an Alaskan tradition, Iditarod is, and there's nothing more of an adventure to come out and volunteer with Iditarod and spend sleepless nights, you know, scraping dog poop off the frozen ground and raking straw and just kind of helping the mushers get what they need so they can keep going. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was 2021. I was here in McGrath during the Ophir situation where they needed help at the camp. So I was out there at 55 below weather. Wasn't prepared for 55 below. I packed for McGrath weather, which wasn't nearly that cold. First night, I just knew I was going to die. It was so cold. But we survived it. We got fires made. By the last night, we were having Jiffy Pop popcorn and watching old Western movies by the fire inside of a broken-down cabin. What I know for sure in life is the weather out here on the Iditarod Trail is not very forgiving, and it's not always 100% predictable.